concentrated power of will. 5% pleasure. Hello. And welcome into the zone today, live from Cartridge World in North Little Rock. And I'll tell you what, PB, we are two for two on spectacular weather at Cartridge World. It is an awesome day. I want you to come by and see us. We are at 4816, whatever this road is.
North Hills Boulevard.
North Hills Boulevard. Thanks, Christy. I guess I could have gotten that worked out before. If you want to call us, you can. 227-INKS. That's 227-4657. 227-4657 for the BlackBerry Impaired. And we appreciate you tuning in today. We love going on the road. We love being with our friends, and we love broadcasting to you, the listener. And let me start the day by saying thanks to Cartridge World. Let me say secondly, though, pat on the back to Gus Malzahn and the Arkansas State Red Wolves.
They put it on them, huh?
50-28 road victory. They took the Raging Cajuns by the neck in the early part of the game and never let go. Let me ask you this. Do you call him Malzahn or Malzahn? Because they kept calling him Malzahn. It drives me nuts. I mean, they didn't call him Malzahn, but they did call him Malzahn. I don't call him Malzahn.
Well, at least they didn't call him Malazan.
That's what I'm saying. They didn't call him Malazan, so that's fine.
But Malzahn, I think it's pretty obvious when you look at his name how to pronounce it.
I guess.
Malzahn.
Today in the zone, we'll sort through this. We'll also tell you more about what's going on here at Cartridge World. And honestly, if you don't use Cartridge World for your ink and toner, you might as well just set your money on fire because that's just dumb. And they have a lot more than just that. They also have actual printers, which is cool.
Everyone needs printers, man. It's the way of the new world. Come on.
They also have a nice, they got paper and they have highlighters and other little office supplies and things of that nature.
It's a one-stop shop.
It is.
And they deliver. Did you know that?
That's the best thing.
Hey, can I get 20 of those number 15s?
Yeah.
It's for the busy person.
I use a 15 on mine.
Do you?
Yeah.
I like to up mine up to about 19, 20. It's on the weekends, though.
Well, it's 220, 221, whatever it takes. You just have to see. We will also be joined by Chris Bond via telephone at 11 o'clock to talk about the Razorbacks matchup with Ole Miss this week. The former ASU coach bringing his Ole Miss Rebel Black Bears in here on Saturday at War Memorial Stadium. The first security ultimate tailgate party kicking off at 8:30 in the a.m. Come have breakfast with a buzz. You do have to have a ticket. It doesn't cost you a dime. Go by any First Security location listed on our website at 1037thebuzz.com. Get all the details on what you need exactly for the big show and the big pate on Saturday. We're going to give away some tickets today on the air as well that you can pick up at the station. Pat has a great question for you.
Yeah, I can't tell it now, though.
Well, no, obviously.
It's way too much time for them to figure it out.
Michael Felder from BleacherReport.com will join us today at 11:30. We have App of the Week today at 11:45. Pat promises it will be the best App of the Week this week. And last but not least, Phil Elson will join us via phone, or I did promise him some Moe's Southwest Grill if he popped in here to see us at Cartridge World at 4816 North Hills Boulevard. And I told him I would give him lunch. We're going to talk about the World Series and Henderson State football. The Reddies are the only undefeated team in the state at the college level. And
there wasn't really much zone comma.
For OBU?
Yeah.
No, they got smashed.
Coach, when he came on.
Sorry, Coach Knight. I don't want to take the blame for that, though.
Someone's got to.
Yeah.
I don't think it was his fault, let's be honest.
So, speaking of the GAC, three top 10 teams in the NCAA region rankings. I guess you have to be in the top six to advance to the playoffs. It's always been sort of a weird deal, but the GAC has two. Henderson State at two, Harding at three in the top six. Wichita sitting at number 10, and certainly they can play their way back in there if they can, you know, knock off maybe Henderson later in the year. If they certainly have to beat Southern Arkansas, which is a great challenge. Minnesota State Mankato, number one. Minnesota Duluth, number six. Winona State and Sioux Falls, all in the top eight. It's a tough neck of the woods, my friend, for football players. Not a lot of Division I football up that way, so a lot of people play Division II or FCS. You know, like North Dakota has no Division I teams in the entire state. Neither does South Dakota. So the kids that play, well, no FBS schools, I should say.
Okay.
They have Division I football, South Dakota State, North Dakota State. But it's not FBS.
Right.
It's FCS. So they get all the tough little roughnecks going over there. Tough football up there, man. Tough football. Just being alive up there is tough.
It's cold, man.
Tonight on The Buzz, it is the coach show at 7 o'clock. Cameron Bryan and Colton Miles Nash will join the coach at the Catfish Hole in Fayetteville. That'll be followed by the Dugan's Pub broadcast, a special version tonight of the Hog Wild Show with Matt Jones. Trace Schaap is off this week. He'll be traveling with you to SEC Media Days for tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be a great show, Basketball Media Days. And filling in Trey's shoes will be the very talented upcoming superstar, R.J. Hawk.
What's Trey going to wear? If he's R.J.'s got his shoes. Come on, man.
Unfortunately for you, flip-flops. I know how much you hate flip-flops.
Nah, it'll be fun, though. Me and Trey are going to have a good time.
But Dugan's Pub tonight, it'll be good. So I hope you'll tune in and listen to the show tonight. I can't wait to hear R.J. work with Matt Jones tonight. Should be very good.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait, man. I mean, this is – seriously?
We have.
I've been waiting my whole life.
Shut up.
For this to happen.
You're so full of crap.
No, this would be like if the Celtics somehow were able to sign Dwight Howard. This is exactly how I feel about the show tonight.
Michael,
I mean,
called in.
I can't believe it.
With tickets to the Razorback game, Section 6 face value, 944-8539, 501-944-8539.
What row?
I don't know.
I mean, that's important because.
Section 6, I don't know. Call him.
I don't care about the section. I care about the row.
I'm more worried about Roger because Roger wants cartridge help.
Yes. Are you there?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
I've got a Lexmark printer, okay? And it uses
Lexmark.
Third number 36, okay?
Okay.
And I've tried to, quote-unquote, cheat and use other people's, and it won't work. And I had a
Christy.
Guy say, I had a guy tell me that Lexmark, if you don't use the right serial number or something, that they it won't work. So, anyway,
yeah,
my
true.
Question is, has he got a cartridge that'll fit in a Lexmark?
Lexmark?
M-A-R-K.
Yeah, Lexmark. I'm familiar. Christy's coming in right now, and she is the queen of cartridge world. So, Lexmark, and what's the model number?
30, I don't know.
36 is the last two numbers, he says.
36 is the ink number.
That's
the
ink number. Well, we have paper. You don't have to write on your hand.
No, because I have to carry it back in there to check. But, yeah, everything from your postage inks all the way to your wide-format printers, if I don't have it in the store, I can have it for you here tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And then we'll deliver it to you.
She'll even bring it to you, Roger. I mean, that's the deal, dude.
Do you want some paper?
Come all the way to sale. No, I sell paper, so I don't want to pay.
Don't want to step on your toes, big fella.
Well, good. Maybe we can talk about a deal to sell paper.
There you
I'm
go.
Always looking for good partners.
You buy from her. You scratch her back, and she'll scratch
there you go. There
whatever
you go.
Needs
so
scratch.
If I bring the cartridge if I bring the cartridge out there, she could look at it and tell me, and then she could sell me one that fits, and then if it doesn't.
Absolutely.
If you come by during the show, I've got a special present for you.
You're going to what?
Oh, boy.
If you come by during the show, I have a special gift for you.
This didn't end well. The last guy he said that to. I'd be careful. but you know what? You get chips and dips from Moe's.
Yeah, I got lunch for you, and I may have you play golf?
You bet.
I got a special gift for you. You come by and see me, Roger, before 1 o'clock.
I'll be there shortly. Talk
That's
to you soon.
Spirit.
Bye-bye.
Good man.
Thank you.
All right. See? Christy, I appreciate you having us out. Yeah, we had our friends come by. You know him? Yeah, you
yes.
love him too. You can say his name.
Yeah, Steve Cobb is great. A
yeah.
good customer.
Our
love
friends
him.
From Sherwood came by yesterday to see us. They have a great golf tournament going on November 1st, benefiting
yes.
the military.
They
the Albatross.
Have some great golf tees in their bag, local, courtesy of your local neighborhood Cartridge World store.
You know
That's
what?
A great yes. advertisement. You just throw them on tee boxes,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and just leave them out there.
No, I'm seriously. Start doing that. I'm gonna start cruising the country club.
That's all you gotta do.
There.
Yeah, because people are always looking for tees.
You know, another funny thing is I get golf balls with Buzz logo on it, and then I'll just hit them right down the middle of the fairway like normal.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll just leave them there, and people will find them.
Wrong.
And they'll be like, man. See, because if you leave
Charlie
them in the
Murphy
trees,
said, wrong.
Wrong, wrong, wrong. The odds that you find them in the trees not that good, but when you leave in the middle of the fairway where I hit my drives,
uh-huh.
yeah, a lot of people will find
them. You're one of the few people I know that actually do that.
Yeah.
yeah.
So what's
good story.
What's happened, since we were, what's happened since we were here last?
We have been doing great.
That's
I mean,
good.
What a tremendous response from the community. You love that as a local business owner. And it is. It is that advertising on the buzz. Where's Ralph when we need him, right?
He's right there. He's bringing
Ralph
me my
is
coffee.
Here signing contracts as coming. We speak. But, that really has been great. I mean, literally every day that since I started advertising, people come in and say, you know, I heard you on the buzz. People at schools and, you know, other just social functions that I go to, we heard you on the buzz and we loved it. And, you know, it's a great
you,
way
Ralph.
To advertise. So I do appreciate y'all for that. We have just had great response.
Yeah.
Businesses have been real receptive to saving money, which is always, you know, you'd like to
That's
see
a great part
well
of business. Big part
and,
of it.
And, you know, we're doing good. We're at that new business owner thing. We're ready to hire a whole bunch more people, or do we want to keep toughing it out for a little
yeah.
bit? So you like to grow. It's good.
You guys got a website?
Right yes, now. We do. Yes, we do. It's cartridgeworld.com.
Hmm. Oh, I can't.
That's weird.
I know. Crazy. /store874.
I thought you were going to have xylophones and rainbows.com.
Well, you know, I looked for unicorns and leprechauns, but it was already taken.
I prefer, cupcakes. What was it? There was a stupid kids show my kids watch, and there was this snail that couldn't get any action, and the snail, they were getting him hooked up. And,
what kind of kids show is this?
It's a dumb kids show.
First of all, that's gross. A snail come out of his shell looking for some action?
Well, he finally was coming out of his shell. 874. What's it called? It's called something show. I can't remember what it's called. Anyway,
the pervert show.
So he goes up and he sniffs this female snail, and he goes,
"Oh no, stop it!"
And he's like, "You smell like cupcakes and rainbows." What? Cupcakes and rainbows.
What kind of an ocean does this woman snail live in that she smells like cupcakes and rainbows?
I don't think snails live in the
ocean. And
have you
ever smelled a rainbow? It's not as good as you think.
You know, I was really disappointed. I mean, and it's not the fruit flavor that it's sold to be. No.
Yeah. I had snails.
I've never eaten
2 or 3 weeks ago. No, but a month ago. At
where?
You it's can not it. For no now.
Escargot.
It's 21.
Yeah, 21. Rocket 21.
Rocket 21.
Commonly referred to as 21.
Yeah, exactly.
I refer to it as the restaurant that stole Shapur.
I had the snails, the escargot.
Yeah, the
you and Shapur tight.
I love Shapur.
Well, he's
now you go to Benihana's and it's just.
He's bringing a baby over there. He's got to take care. Look, we all serve at the pleasure of an individual king. Our king is named Steve Johnson. His king is named Frank Fletcher. It is what it is.
That's why I'm the queen.
Yeah, I understand.
You are the queen.
That's it.
So, any more snail jokes?
No,
we move on.
What does a snail taste like? Is it similar to an oyster?
It was.
In texture?
Well, he had this rich, rich, very rich sauce that went with it, which is fantastic.
That's
sauce,
the only way I'm going to eat a snail is if it's in a rich, 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 rich sauce.
Yeah, it reminded me of.
Maybe five riches.
I don't know, maybe the cross between like a lobster and a. Clam. It was good. It was good.
More clammy or more oystery?
It was probably more clammy.
What if I go to the doctor today and I find out something's really wrong with my stomach and he tells me I can't eat shellfish or something this weekend? I'm going to have to tell him to go to Hades.
Can I have your new sunglasses if you kick the bucket?
I'm not going to die.
My question on that one is because I thought about that. What if I develop like some crazy shellfish thing? What medicine can I take so that I can still eat it?
That's
and
me.
Live?
You know, Christy and
I'm
were
not giving that up.
We were in Mexico one time and she got this terrible rash from eating like squid or something. I don't know what she even ate. It was something weird, but I'm like, if there's something wrong with my stomach and I can't like drink coffee like I like to, or I can't drink what I want to. Yeah. Drink or eat what I want to eat. I mean, I'm just gonna have to live with it because I got to have what I got to have. And yeah. I'm going to New Orleans. I promise you, over under 100 oysters, probably over. I mean,
why
I'm
would
whack.
You think it'd be shellfish?
I don't know. I mean, there's something wrong with me. I mean, he's like, you can have rice and cereal and stay off the dairy and don't drink beer.
You
and
find a doctor that doesn't talk like that. That's
I know.
Your first problem.
I know. As I say, all my impressions are old Jewish for me now. I don't know what the deal is, but anyway,
try a matzo ball.
My doctor's like probably in his 60s, and he's in better shape.
And
than
the kvitch.
My doctor is in 10 times better shape.
I see these people that look, you know, they do the triathlons, and not that that's just not so respectable, but they just don't look like they're having fun.
Their feet are all tore up. Did you see that knucklehead run a marathon in flip-flops? You want to talk about a guy that is challenging me as a man?
Oh, I know. I saw
running
that.
Running a marathon in flip-flops. Everything I stand against is
running,
this man.
Marathoning, marathons, flip-flopping. Flip-flops.
You don't like flip-flops?
Hates flip-flops. Hates feet.
Let me tell you something. Me and my mother should not have the same footwear, okay? If you're at the beach, it's a different story. Or a nice Italian sandal, fine.
But not for dudes.
No, we don't flip-flop together, me and my mother walking down the street. Come on.
I love flip-flops.
Yeah, you're a girl. You have pretty toes, probably. You go and paint them up all the time. Dudes don't, man, you know, once in a while, get yourself cleaned up down there. Fine.
Down there.
Can't go below that unless you get to. I got to get my feet scraped. Freaky Joe Franklin says hello, by the way.
I love Joe Franklin.
Yes, he loves you too.
He is the best.
Where's the freak?
He is the best. He's apparently listening to the show. I'm
Did
honored.
He say hello to me?
He tunes into all of the Cartridge World broadcasts.
There you go.
We've already made a sale today. I'm thrilled. I'm honestly thrilled that we've got a sale made today. Okay, so.
Look at her. She's a great businesswoman, though, because
no doubt.
She leaves no stone unturned. It's amazing. And it's very neat in there. I got to give you a lot of compliments on that.
It's fun to see a business owned by a woman compared to one owned by a man.
Yeah. I don't want to make the comments, but I will. I mean, look, I worked a long time in restaurant bars. The women's restrooms are 10 times worse, so don't give me that we're neater than dudes.
Oh, no. I totally agree. And
okay.
That's not allowed here. This requires
using
that
the bathroom.
It be beautiful.
Okay.
At all times.
You have a full. You have actually half her staff is basically here just to clean the bathrooms, which is nice.
And that's me.
Okay. Well, you are half the staff. You're
exactly.
Also the other half of the staff, which
I'm
is a problem.
I'm also the other half of the staff. Yes.